So let's suggest the following yishuv based on everything that we've discussed. This is all based on the shir of Rav Gershon Edelstein that's recorded in the Sefer Shalmei Yisha. Yesterday we saw that there's a fundamental machlokis between the tour and the ra'ah. The fundamental machlokis between the tour and the ra'ah revolves around the following question. If you have something that grows from a tree, by definition, does that make it chayiv in arla or and meiser or not? And in bracha maybe as well. Does it make it chayiv in bracha or in arla and meiser or not? So Rabosai, who could tell me what the Torah holds and who could tell me what the ra'ah holds? What does the Torah hold? If it grows on a tree, by definition, is it chayiv in arla and meiser? Yes, Michal? The answer is yes, that by definition it's going to be chayiv in Meiser, and it's going to be chayiv in Arla. What's the proof of that? Because the Torah holds when it comes to a tamar, which is this edible leafy part that grows out of the caper bush, he holds that's chayiv. In contrast to the Ra'ah, who says it's potter because it's not considered a pri. What's the vart according to the Ra'ah? The Ra'ah holds, in order to be chayiv, you need to have what's called, you need to have Tzuras HaPri. If you don't have Tzuras HaPri, the halacha is that you're going to be potter. The Torah is going to be evenly shitaso, that sugar, which is definitely not, thank you very much, sugar, which is definitely not Tzuras HaPri, the Tzuras HaPri, the halacha is still going to get a Borei Priyaitz, as Ben is the one who takes care of the microphone, and Ben is the one who corrects me as well. As Ben pointed out yesterday in Shir within the Shitas HaTor. Beautiful. Okay. The Ra'ah holds no. The Ra'ah holds the only thing that's going to be chayiv in bracha are the only thing that's going to be chayiv in arla even are going to be those things that have suras hapri. We mentioned yesterday that there is a bomb question of Madani Yomtiv on the Rush. What was the bomb question of Madani Yomtiv on the Rush? So the Madani Yomtiv asks like this. He asks the Rush, by the way, I saw Michal, the most assume not that way, that the Rush says that Shkedim Hamorim are going to be a Borei Pri Ha'etz, despite the fact that the halacha is that when it comes to Arla, it's not going to be Chayiv in Arla. Let's take a look again in that line in the Rush, that he says, ובשקדים אמרים נמי אף אגב דלעניין מייסר לא חשיבי פרי כיווה דלא נגמרו לעניין ברכה חשיבי. Since it's not complete, so then halacha is that's considered chashuv, and what type of bracha does it get? The type of bracha it gets is a borei pri eitz. Ask the Madani Yom Tov, but the Gemara already earlier had told us not this way. The Gemara earlier had said whatever is chayim and meiser in arla gets a eitz. Whatever is not chayiv in Meiser and Arla gets a lower bracha. So how could it possibly be that in this halacha we say that it gets a borei pri ha'etz? Rabosai, are the shkedim something that grows from the tree? Are shkedim something that grows from the tree? Okay. Is the shkedim an ikar pri? Shkedim is also an ikar pri. Okay. According to the tour, let's ask one more question. According to the tour, why is it that everything, the Vyonos, the Kafrisim, the Tamarim, and the Olim, why don't all of them get a Borei Pri Ha'etz? If the halacha is that whatever grows from a tree, it doesn't have to have tzuras hapri, is chayim and arla and meiser, so then the halacha should be what? That everything should get a borei pri ha'etz. Why is it that there are some things that don't get a borei pri ha'etz? In other words, everything we said beautiful is a Torah l'shitaso, Torah l'shitaso in three or four different places. But something is still missing. And what's missing is, if the Torah holds that by definition it grows from a tree like sugar, So then why is it that the Kafrisim don't get an eitz? Why is it that the Tamarim don't get an eitz? Why is it that the Olim don't get an eitz? What's the pshat in the Torah? In other words, the Torah was Lishita, so it comes to Arla, but nothing makes any sense. The answer is we've got to go to one line in the Torah that we didn't read yesterday. And the Torah himself asks the question on himself in Hilchos Brachos. The Torah in Simin Reish Beis asks Mamish, just like I said that when it comes to sugar, he doesn't say this, I'm adding. When it comes to sugar, you make a bari priya eitz, because whatever comes from the tree is going to get a eitz, and therefore if you chew from the sugar cane, it's going to get a eitz. So why is it that when it comes to tmarim, you don't make a eitz? So says the tour. If you read carefully, he said there's a beautiful ha'ara. V'yesh ba'olim os vav in the tour. V'yesh ba'olim kemin tomorrow's v'gam heim ruim achila ala olim ala tomorrow's borei priyadama she'enam ikur hapri, because they're not the primary fruit. Since they're not the primary fruit, you don't get all eggs. Rabosai, what emerges according to the tour is that the tour holds that to be chayim in Orla and Meiser, you don't have to be an Ikara Pri. But to get a Bore Priya eggs, it needs to be the primary fruit. And the discussion in regards to Kafrisin, in terms of the Bracha, is do we call the shell as the Ikara Pri? That's the question. Oh, in Kainim Advarim. So now we have the following issue. What happens if you have, maybe you guys can answer this if you know Mishnah Yisroel, and maybe you even picked up on this when you learned Kates on the Varkin. That is the following. What if you have a fruit that's not developed at all? Is it Chayim and Meiser? The answer is no. You already have allusion to that on our Gemara, the next Gemara, the next Sugya, that we want to get to Lamed Vav Amud Beis. It needs to reach a certain stage of maturity. And therefore, it's not Chayim Arsim, it could very well be, it's not going to be Chayim and Arla. What was the Kasha of the Madane Yomtov? The Madane Yomtov says that the Gemara puts together, the Gemara says that when you get a Borei Priya Eitz, so then in such a case, you're Chayim and Arla. That's true. If it gets a bar priya, it's going to be chayim and arla. But is it possible to have something that's not chayim and arla and meiser, but still going to get a bar priya eitz? What's the criterion for the tour for bar priya eitz? It's a different criterion than arla and meiser. What's the criterion of arla and meiser? Grows from the tree, it's automatically chayim. But the tour asked on himself, lishit also. Then why is it that tomorrow's an olim you don't get a bracha of a eitz? Because it's not the ikara pri. Gishmak, shkedim is the ikara pri. So therefore, the halach is that's going to get bar pri eitz. The fact that it's potter and meiser and truma is because it's not reached its appropriate maturity to ever be chayiv in trumas and meisros. So on the one hand, the tour is not so likely to give you a bracha, unless it's the Iker Pri. On the other hand, it doesn't need to add Tzuras HaPri. So Tmarim, the halacha is that it doesn't get a Bar Priya Eitz because the Tmarim are not the Iker Pri. On the other hand, when it comes to sugar, the Torah argues on the Rambam and says that you do get a Bar Priya Eitz. Why do you get a Bar Priya Eitz according to the Torah? Because he disagrees with the Ra'ah who was following Big Rei HaRamban, that whatever is considered Tzuras HaPri by definition, it doesn't have Tzuras HaPri by definition in Yerek. That was dramatic what the Ramban said. And the Ra'ah followed in it. But the Torah doesn't follow in that approach. The Torah says, no, you don't need Tzuras HaPri to be Chayim and Orla Maisus. Anything that grows from a tree. But for a bracha to be called Priya Eitz, it has to be the primary pre from the tree. And a sugar cane, it's the primary fruit of the tree. And that's the pshat and the rush. And of course, everything works beautifully, because who's the father of a halacha in Ashkenaz? Who's the father of Ashkenaz? The rush. Why do we call him the father of a halacha in Ashkenaz? For two reasons. Number one is, he wrote the Diskei Rosh, which is the first sefer of Halacha in Ashkenaz, which Rav Wiesner's theory was that he only picked it up when he learned from the Svardin. That means that us Ashkenazim always have to be listening to the Svardin, not like sometimes seems today. That's Aleph. And Beis, he's the father of Psak in Ashkenaz. What's the reason? Because he's literally the dad of the Tur, who was Koveya the Arba Turim. So the Pshat in the Rosh, the Terence, the Madani Yomtas Gasher of Gersh Elstein said amazing. Says is mamish the shita of the Tur itself. If you just comb the Tur, now you got to be a gadol to do this, because you got to be holding an Arla, Meiser, and Bracha in all the shitas of the Tur in this regard. Well, the truth is, if you're Amel, you could get to that point. What a beautiful, beautiful Mahalo. It happens to be that once we rip it apart this way, it could very well be that we're starting on the road in the Yishuv to the Shita's Harayim as well. That based on this, we could mamish be miyashiv as well, the very difficult Shita's Harayim. But my radar tells me that I'm going to lose some of the Talmudim when we get to this complicated Yishuv Harayim. My gut is to start the next Gemara. I'll give you the exact Gemara Mokum to look it up. How many Talmidim want me to try to learn with you the Yishuv of the Raiv as well? Raise your hands. Take a vote. So it's a minority. It's not a majority. So Be'ezer Hashem, we'll make the separate Chabura where we'll discuss it. If you have difficulties, we'll discuss it. What I said is not my own. It's a beautiful Mahalach from Rav Gersh and Edelstein. Beautiful Mahalach. And based on this, you can even mash in the Raiv. And what was one big blur is now no longer a blur at all. Very clear shitas, the Ra'ah and the Tur, very, very clear shitas, and now we begin to understand what decides whether it's a Bar Priya Eitz or not. And the shitas are Ra'ah, to crunch it, and this, by the way, might be relevant to today's Gemara as well, to crunch it, the machlokis between the Ra'ah and the Tur revolves around what is the Mechayiv of Bracha, both the Mechayiv of both Bracha and Arla. That the Ra'ah holds that you need to have Tzuras HaPri both for Arla and Bracha. The Tur holds you don't need Tzuras HaPri, but for Bracha it needs to be the Ikar HaPri. The Ravid, the Hamevin Yavin, will have to be Cholek on some of these things, as well as the Ravid is going to need to make one more Ha'ar and Pshat in the Gemara. But my Rabbeim always taught me by my first year that I was teaching here, I had some very, very bright boys, and I called, the style of teaching that I got the most from was not from Rav Schefter or Rosenzweig, they're Iluyim. I didn't get much from them in terms of, I got a lot of Torah from them. In terms of teaching, I didn't feel it was relevant to boys who are 19, 20, 21 years old. I got from Rabbi Braunschweigel. And I called Rabbi Braunschweigel, I asked him, how do I deal with the fact that there are some guys that want more and more and more, and some guys that want to slow down? So Rabbi Braunschweigel said, always to teach to the middle of the class, and the boys that need more, throw them more on the outside. So in a case where most of the boys feel that they're not going to get that much from it, so I still throw out to the Talmidim Aram Mekomos, and if you want to discuss with the Rebbe, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll discuss then. One more announcement I forgot, and that is before we start the sugya of Shomer the Pri, and that is for the Shata Vitaria incentive. So I have the handouts over here, whoever wants it, and I'll be able to give the Talmidim as well as the other Rabbein to listen to them say over the Shakla Vitaria, okay? And the rules are straightforward. Any Talmidim that want, of course, to get the CDs that I was selling from the Daf Yomi, now for the Shakla Vitaria, that's it. But some of the Talmidim asked me, that's available as well. Okay, let's start the Gemara on the top of Lamed Vav on the base. The Tepik Leit Nasa Shomer the Pri. The Gemara asks the following kasha. The Gemara asks, when it comes to Kafrisin, the Tepik Leit Nasa Shomer the Pri. The Kafrisin is the skin of the fruit, and it's considered a Shomer to the Pri. Rachmana Omar Varaltem Arloso Espirio, Es Hatafel Epirio, Umayniu Shomer the Pri. So therefore, says the Gemara, why do we say that the Kafrisin is not included? To the Farish Exeris HaKosuv that says that a Kafrisin are Chayiv in Arla. And what did we got through saying? That was a Sveika Dedina. What type of Sveika Dedina is this? There should be absolutely no Sveika Dedina over here. it should be clear. There's a Gzeiras HaKosuv that says Shomer Lepri becomes Chayiv in Arlo. Amar Rav gave the following teretz. Hey Chamrin Denasa Shomer Lepri Hechad Isa Ben Talush Ben Mechuber Hacha Ben Mechuber Isa Ben Talush Leisa. Here, the end of the day, the Kafrisin falls off to protect the Avionos. And that shows us that it's not considered a full-fledged Shomer Lepri. The only thing that's considered Shomer Lepri that's with it when it's Mechuber and it's Tolosh. The Gemara then asks another question. Here the Rabbi Steinsaltz's Gemara is very, very helpful, the colorful one, especially the one that's colorful. You can really see the different parts of the Rimon. When in Rimon, we have Baruch Hashem, a Rimon tree in our... We have a color one? Ah, Gevaldik. The color one's even better than the... We have two of them. One is the color one. Let's try that. So let's go with the color. The color is great. Thank you. Okay, this is how... this is a close up of the pomegranate. This is the mace. This is the crown of it. That starts at the top. You'll pass it around whoever wants to see it.
It's on the cover also.
There you go. Okay. You don't even need it. It's much larger. Okay. This is the crown. The mace is the. They knew we were going to learn the sukkah. This is the mace. That's the crown. Okay. Now when the Rimon actually starts growing, if you'll take a look, it's very, very fascinating, is this dominates the pomegranate. When you see the beginning part of the pomegranate, this is the product of the flower, the crown. And that's what dominates, that's what jumps out. As it continues to grow, then the fruit gets larger and larger. But in the beginning, a pomegranate starts out with this crown. It's a very, very beautiful thing to watch. There's so much that you could learn when you go out to nature and see the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. Says the Braisa, actually a Mishnah in book, Tzim Pitma Shomima Mitzdarefes V'Anet Shalo Ein Mitzdaref. The nates, the crown, is not included part of the pomegranate, and therefore is not Mitzdaref for the shear of Tumah. Had Midikam V'Anet Shalo Ein Mitzdaref Alma Delav Ochohu. We see it's not considered ochel. V'tana gabi arla, and we learned when it comes to arla, klipe rimo v'anet shelo, klipe goes of a garinin, chayavim ba'arla. How could you say that the halacha is, as we had suggested in the previous teretz, mein mitolish bein mechubur? Wait a second. I have the following bom kasha, and that is that when it comes to Arlo, we learned that klipe rimo v'anet shelo, the halacha is that it's chayiv in Arlo. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says v'anet shelo nates b'rimo ke kafris bevyonos. Number one is the nates we're assuming is the same thing as the kafris of the avyonos. On the one hand, it says ein mitzdaref; it doesn't join for tumah. Rashi adds parenthetically, Afalgav the Kaimelon Ba'arba wrote it, Shom Mitzdar from Lutuma Kala, Dain Tumas Ochlin, Hani Mili Klipe Gozim Arimon, Aval Anates, Shomer Al Gabe Shomer, it's considered a Shomer on top of Shomer, Ve'im Mitzdar if it doesn't join. Nevertheless, we say Chayav and Ba'arba, it's still Chayav and Ba'arba, Drachman Rabin Mesa Piria, Lutafel Bapiria. Va'anates, Lase Shomer Betolush, Kishemis Yavish Nofel, Me'ala Klipa. When there's a certain time in which the majority of the crown actually falls off of the rimon. So how could you say that the halacha is that's only going to be chayiv if it stays on until the end? The crown, actually the top of the crown that we saw of the rimon, in the end falls off. Elo amar Rava, hechamrin denas shomer pri, hechadisha b'shas gemer pri. It's only if it's there at the end of the fruit. Hakafris. But when it comes to the kafris, there it's not on the pre at the moment of the gemar pre. In other words, if it's on the when it's on the tree, the crown is still going to be there. Then it'll be chayiv in arba. If it falls off before the Gemar Pri, then it's going to be Potter La Arla. When it comes to the Kafrisin is different than the Nates. The Kafrisin already falls off even before the Gemar Pri. And since the Kafrisin falls off before the Gemar Pri, it's going to be different in regards to Halacha of Arla. Yes, Eitan?
So let's say that the Tima falls off the Rimon,
then it will be chayiv, ain't a chanami. Then such a case will be chayiv.
So we just said that it has to be gemar lepri, and the crown is there when the rimon is gemar lepri, right?
Right, correct.
So when the crown is falling off, does that mean that it's over, it starts to become like stale?
That right, you could be medayik in the other direction as well. It's not considered gemar pri. Okay. Rabosa, I'd rather not spend too much on the anatomy of the rimon. I don't mind discussing it privately one-on-one, but I want to immediately jump into is the application of this Gemara. We started a little late because I want to finish up the previous sugya, and what I really want to focus on is the Tosas and the Rajma. Says Tosas, in the Ramaskal, Klipe goes in Bagarin and Chayav Ba'arla. Tosas says the Pirininu, it's considered a fruit. Mikan Shiesh Levarech Al HaGarinin Shel Gudgonios V'Garini HaParsikin V'Shel Tapuchin the call mine garinim shall pay ros bore rehaitz. Says Tosfos that when it comes to, we had said that klipeh goes in, that the halacha is their chayiv in orla. That was the brisa that we had quoted. So Tosfos says, okay, so if they're chayiv in orla, Tosfos says a point that's mamish no ge'er lemaisa. And that is that if you have garinim, so then when it comes to seeds, they are going to be chayiv in a borer priyais, just like they're chayiv in orla. The two go together. Chura Tosis makes a lot of sense. What's Tosis as far? Why does Tosis say that garinim, the halacha is that pits are always going to get a borer priyais? Of course, it's assuming that it's edible. Or, even if it's not edible, if it's normal for people to make it edible through honey and so on, they'll also be chayiv. Rabosai, what is the pshat in Tosos? How does it work? Pashat pshat, yes, Eitan?
The Tosos is going with the half that Arla and Bracha can be
there. Right! Tosos is assuming that Arla and Bracha go together. That makes a lot of sense. As you know, the Rajba disagrees. Let's take a look at the Rajba. In Diber Hamaschil Klipe Rimon Vanechilo Egozin Vagarin Chayav Ba'arla. He says, Chasu Litosus, Dimikan Yesh Lomot Yesh Lavarech Ala Garinin Shalbutgonios, Shekorin Sirdish, the Garinin Aparsikin. And when it comes to the pits, those are what I need Chaim's help over here. Aparsikin are apricots, is that right?
Peaches,
thank you. Peaches. The pits of peaches, v'tapuchin and apples, v'komine peros, borer priyaitz, all these things get a borer priyaitz. V'ena mechuva be'enai, says the Raj, but it's not correct. Klal, she'elu ein chayovim bar l'mishon pri, ela miribuye de'es darshin en es ha'tafel u'pirio, v'haynu darvinu utaninu behedya klipe egozin, v'kulu me'es marbina nuhu. Rabosai, what's the Rajba's response to Tosfos? What does Rajba say to Tosfos? Yes, Noah?
That they're not a pri because they're not chayav in orla because of the
larger
mesar
lasso,
rather because of the s in the
pasuk. What do you mean they're not chayav s farat the mesar lasso? They're because of the s. What does
because
that mean?
Because the pasuk says the word s comes
to the top of the period. So Tosfos also agrees with that. Tosfos doesn't deny that the Gemara says that.
Right, he says that the top of the period would also get the
8. Right, so what's the machlokis? Okay, so first, you haven't yet taught me yet what the machlokis is, but first is the words. The Rajba says, no, even though it's chayiv in Arla, nevertheless, it's not going to get a borei priyaitz. That's the basic machlokis. What we're going to do is try to understand a lot more. But that's the basic machlokis between the Rajba and Tosas. According to the Rajba, we say that the only time it's going to be chayiv in a bracha is if we're not talking about the seeds or the klipos. However, according to Tosfos, the seeds are going to be chayiv. So I asked Noah what's behind it. Noah said, because the Rajba says that S is a special gzeres hakasa for Arla. And Tosfos, Noah, doesn't agree with that. It's a special gzeres hakasa for Arla. So where did the Rajba and Tosfos end up in two totally different worlds? How did it happen that they ended up in two totally different places?
He also says he also holds exeris akasa by S, but
right.
But they disagree with what the Tavel Pri, I guess, would get. What Rav Tavel Pri would get.
Are you guessing or are you saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead. Start again.
That Tosos would say the Tavel Pri is still considered the Pri and would get Ait.
Right.
Whereas the Rashba would say, no, it's not the Pri. It wouldn't get Ait.
Even though it's Chayiv and Arla. Tosfos says that's not the Tafel Lepri, and the Rajba says it is. Those are your words? Is that what you're saying?
Tosfos, yeah.
So what still we need to understand, I need a little bit more. If it's Chayiv and Arla, so then by definition you're saying that it's a fruit. Rabboza, if you didn't struggle with this when you read the Rajba and Tosfos, then you were just reading words. You were almost like smoking the Gemara. Nowadays, my Rebbe used to use the mashal of poetry, but now in the generation where nobody reads poetry anymore, you're reading poetry. No, you're doing good, Noah, but you need. I want to hear more. I need to hear more.
Just because it's chayiv and arla, doesn't mean they don't necessarily go hand in hand.
Tosa says they go hand in hand. It
doesn't necessarily mean they
go hand in hand. Okay, but lechura should go hand in hand. Now, it is true in our previous sugya, we really touched on that, in slaf and so on, the relationship between arla. Very good. By the time we finish really analyzing the Rajba and Tosa as well, it might be kedai for us to think about how it works backwards. But I'm still not hearing from you ad hasof, what's the nekudas hamachlokes between the Rajba and Tosfos? What are they arguing about? Yosef, you hear me? You hear me? So. Chaim, you hear me? Yeah. Okay, so what's behind this machlokes? Yes, Adi?
I think it might be how you understand what the S is coming to do.
Okay.
Is it coming to add in?
Right, you said a chakira, and what's the relationship between the klip and the garin and the pri? How tofel is it? Adi's saying something a little bit different. Go ahead.
It's saying, what's this coming to do? Is it coming to tell you the status of the tofel becomes like a pri? Or no, still not like a pri.
Very
However,
good. That's legitimate shot. The machlokas between the Tos and the Rajba seems to be quite clear, and every time you see a Xeris HaKosuv, let's think of another Xeris HaKosuv. Let's think, what would be another example of Xeris HaKosuv? Okay, let's say Chazal say, the first thing comes to mind, it's not an absolute mashal, but the first thing came to mind. Uveshach b'chov kumecha, that you need to read Kriya Shema at the time that you get up. And when you go to sleep. And Chazal tell us, what is the time of Meshach Becha? When Chazal are saying that you read Kriya Shema Meshach Becha, so you can understand that Chazal are telling us the general time when people get up and go to sleep. That's when you're supposed to read Kriya Shema. Is the Gzeres HaKosuv telling us more? Is the Gzeres HaKosuv telling us that this is how the Torah views the Zman of Uv Kumecha? Is it the Torah's definition of what is called a kumecha? Or no? It doesn't mean to go that far. It's giving you a general illusion of the general time, but you can't use it for other halachos. So too over here. Es HaTofel Lepirio tells you that's Chayiv and Arla. Is the Xeris HaKosev telling us that this is not a pre, but there's a special Xeris HaKosev that says it's Chayiv and Arla? Or, as HaTofel Lepirio is telling us, that from this pasuk tells us that we view the pits and the klipos as being what? As being part of the pri itself. Tosfos takes the Xeris HaKosev and says that it redefines how we look at a fruit. It's not just the Xeris HaKos in regards to Arla, that is some mystical reason when it comes to Arla that you have the Garinim and the Klipos that are going to be Chayiv in Arla. No, the Xeris HaKos transforms how you look at fruit. While the Rajba says not that way. Look back in the words of the Rajba. The Rajba says, Ela mi ribuya de estar shines a tafel apirio. It's Xeris HaKos, but it's not redefining what is a fruit. You can't apply this to other halachos. And therefore, when our sugya discusses in regards to Arla, that's the topic of today's sugya. If it's talking about Arla, it could only be learned in regards to Arla, that all pits and peels are going to be chayim in Arla. But in regards to bracha, we don't know whether it's going to get our eitz or not. Tosfos understands, Es HaTafel Lepirio is telling us that pits and peels become part of the fruit for all halachos, including in regards to Arla. Now, I said pits and peels, but the truth is, maybe you could catch me. Maybe what I said wasn't Meduyah. Tosis only said pits, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Very good. Tosis only says pits. Yeah, yes, you want to say
that Tosfos on Behilchasa, you said that the Kafrisim get eyes, right?
Right, but maybe Kafrisin is different.
Yeah, but it's different models.
So the truth is, I have to be honest that there was something I said that wasn't precise. Let's talk about the Garin. Let's talk about the pits. Because otherwise, I don't understand the Rajba's next Raya. The Rajba says, where we picked up. Now, let me just, you don't need to follow my deal. Now, we just need to explain the next line in the Rajba. What does he mean? Vahainu darvinu v'taninu bahade klipeya gozin. And that's why it's included. I'll translate the words for you, but you've got to tell me what he means. And that's why garinin are included in the words of klipeya gozin. What does he mean by that? What does the Rajba mean? And this proves my point, that garinim don't get AIDS. Because if they would get AIDS, then the price of wouldn't write these things. What's the Rajba saying? Just to read the Rajba properly, before we get into the Lamdus and get into the Psak Halacha, just to read the Rajba properly, what does he mean by this line? V'hainu darvinu v'taninu v'hadi klipe agozin. What does he mean by that? Anybody aside from Benny and Ben? All right, maybe this is a Shana Gimel Pshat. Rabosai, every single person, you're listening, Tzadik, every single person in Shana Bet can't read the Rajba. You heard that? Oh, Baruch Hashem. Now a couple of hands started popping up. Go back. North America. Yes, A.B., go ahead.
So the Rashba had said in his shot that they wouldn't get any bracha. The garinin wouldn't get any bracha, right?
Yes.
So we said by the nates, delav ochelhu, right? So the fact that it's included with it says klipe rimon beanates shelo klipe egos in beagert. So since that's included with it in that whole thing, then it's clearly not ochel and it won't get any.
What's
bracha.
Not ochel?
Huh? The klipe egos in beagarinin.
Very good. And maybe Tosis would agree with that as well. Yep. Maybe. Okay. A.B. says beautifully. A.B. says the following. The Rajba, Rabosa, when you do Chazara, I want you to be able to read every word in the Rajba. If you can't, it's a lot easier to say over. We had this like general Chakira. I found that good guys, a lot of times they fool themselves. They fool themselves. They fake it out. They're intelligent, and then they can make believe that they get the gist of the shir. But if you ask them to read the Rajba from the beginning to the end, they can't read the Rajba from the beginning to the end. They got the general gist. They're able to say over a chakira. They're able to fake out the rabbeim. I remember how in Tarvadas, I told you this once maybe in my first year of Beis Medrash, I was learning Bava Kama, Daf Beis and Mebeis. They called me in for a bechina, and they asked me about Karen Talish. It's a very strange sugya. The Gemara there is talking about, it's very strange. The Gemara talks about someone who ox that gores with a horn in its mouth. Anyhow, there's a Rajba. And then there's a Reuven Grzowski. So Benny will find this familiar. They asked me to, the Manal asked me about that sugya. And I memorized the Rajba and Reuven. And I had no idea what I was talking about. Chaim sounds a little familiar. I had no idea. I said over exactly what the Rebbe said in Shir. I said over exactly what the Rebbe said in Shir. I had no idea. I looked back at what I can still basically recreate in my mind, and I don't know what the Gemara means. Forget about the Rajba. Forget about Reb Ruven Grzovsky. But I was able to fake them out. I just spit it back. The Rabbo said, we're trying to prevent that. We've led a life of faking. So many of us have led a life of faking it out. That we're intelligent people, Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of intelligent guys in this room and outside of this room that really led their life just faking it out the whole time. And it's about time, that's the whole motif of Nativ Aryeh. It's about time to just stop faking. It's about time. And so if someone could say, yeah, I have a basic idea of what's going on in the sugya, maybe it'll say over the Chakira with the Nafkamina and so on. But to read the Rajba, to explain the Rajba from the beginning to the end, when I pushed you guys back to the walls, there were only two guys outside of three Shana Gimel guys, there were only two Shana Bet guys that raised their hand that could really explain this. And Amy did say, well, that is the pshat. Says the Rajba now into the words. Vahainu Tarvinu. I find so many guys come out of Shir, I ask them, how was it? Yeah, I understood. And when I ask them to read it inside, to be masbir really well, what they read gets lost. By the way, I also fool myself sometimes. It's not just you. We're all like that. It's human nature. I'm not saying you guys are terrible, you're just human. That's fine. But it's about time for us to be honest with ourselves. It's about time to really be honest. Vahainu, says the Rajba, back in the Rajba, the polemic is over. Vahainu darvinu v'taninu v'hade klipa et gozen. V'kulu me'es marbinanu. Says the Rajba, if the halacha is that garinin has the status of the fruit, so then in such a case, then the Gemara shouldn't have put it together with klipa et gozen. What's klipa et gozen? Would anybody think that when it comes to a walnut shell, that a walnut shell is going to have a din of a borei priya eitz? The Rajba's assumption is no. Tosos, A.B. assumes, and I assume also, would also hold no. So now, look back into the Gemara. Now we have to give shot in the Gemara. The Mishnah in, this one was in Orla, said, klipe rimon vanet shelo, klipe gozon vagarinim. It puts klipin together with what? With Garinin, it puts the two together. If we put the two together, so then in such a case, what should the halacha be? The halacha should be that just like Garinim, so do Klipos. Klipos says the Rajba, the Dover Pashut would not get eggs. So obviously, Tosis is wrong. If the Mishnah puts the two together, so then obviously Garinim do not get a Borei Priya eggs. Ba'adu Rabba, continues the Rajba. B'shel gudgonios va'farsikin she'garinim morim mashma de lo baruchu klom. If you have these bitter... I forgot, Chaim, again, what it was. What was it? The farsikin, the peaches. Well, if we're constantly... I'm not so much of a tzius man. I love looking at nature, but these things just don't stick in my head. I love watching it. I also don't notice very much what I eat. Not that I don't have a Yetzirah, but in general, but food, I don't understand very much the Yetzirah. He says, when it comes to the pits, so these pits, there's no bracha, because in such a case, because they're nothing. And he didn't even plant it to use it. And if you heat it up through fire, in such a case, the bracha is going to be a shahakol. Okay? So the Rajba finishes. Everybody should be able to read the Rajba from the beginning to the end. The Rajba says that it's a dover poshut that pits, the bracha is going to be a shahakol. Now, Rabosai, every sugya has its own dynamic. And here, the sugya really continues in a very fascinating manner in the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Keren. So let's take a look at the psak of halacha, not only to know it in the Mishnah Berurah. We already discussed in the Mishnah Berurah, but let's know it from the psak of the Shulchan, in the Shulchan Aruch itself. I see some hands. Yes, Benny.
Why is there no food space
I hear what you're asking. Let's work on it afterwards. I hear what you're asking. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Beis Sif Gimel, Garinei Peros, if we have pits of fruits. Im heim mesukim, if they're sweet, mevarech alam borer priya eitz. Then it gets a borer priya eitz. The im heim marim, but if they're bitter, eina mevarech aleim b'chayim. Then you don't make a bracha on them at all. The miskun al yidei ur, if you heat them up, here it means heating them up and adding some sugar or honey to it. Mavarech alem shakel. Now I was trying to think, I mentioned this to you when we did the Mishnah Berurah shiur also. What are practical examples of this? I don't know what the practice. Are there pits that some guys who are ala shetah, some guys who are real nature people, do they do that to pits today?
Do what? Sweeten
bitter pits? There's got to be some hippies out there that do that. Do you know?
Sweet almonds. What?
Sweet almonds.
No, sugar.
Okay, so we're going to have that. Now it's only going to complicate things, Ben. All right, Ben, you're making trouble for us. Because take a look. All right, I didn't intend to do it this way. But Ben, that we see in Shulchan Aruch and Siv, hey, almonds that are bitter and sweet enough, if it's normal to do it, concludes the Mechaber and Siv, hey, v'miskin al yideo ur ol davar acher bor priya eitz. Which is going to be the Magen Avraham's problem. That when it comes to the seeds, there the halacha is that it gets wider sha'akol in the Shulchan Aruch. And yet he says that when you sweeten up the almonds, then you get a bar of priyates. We're going to get there. Wait. We're going to get there. Not bad. Maybe right, maybe wrong. It's a svar of almond. Okay. But Rabosai, before we start varfing svaras, let's first go in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Rabosai, do you notice something fascinating in the psak of the Shulchan Aruch? You read the sugya, you did the basic machlokas rishonim, and now what do you got to do? You got to see how the Shulchan Aruch Paskim is like. How does the Shulchan Aruch Paskim? Like Tosis or the Rajbo? You can scream out. The Churabol. Take a look at the Barakol. The Barakol points out that the Shulchan Aruch is a combination of two things. The Shulchan Aruch starts out and says that on pits, what bracha do you get? You get O-8s. Yet the second half of the Shulchan Aruch says, but if it's bitter, then in such a case, and you make it edible, it's going to get a shakel. Rabosai, what happens if you have an apple? That for whatever reason, the apple, I remember as kids, what did we call them? Crab apples, right? Is that what they call them? The crab apples?
Crab apples,
you know what I'm talking about. The small ones that, you know, sometimes you play baseball with them. Oh, yeah, crab apples. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about? Crab apples are very sour, right? If I'm not mistaken, they're very sour. What would the halacha be if someone, let's not talk about cooking apples, because that gets into another sif and Shulchan Aruch, which we've already discussed in Mishnah Berurah here, but that gets a little bit more complicated. What happens if there was a style to eat crab apples with honey? What would you say the halacha would be? That you would counter its tang with honey. And this was the derech to eat, as far as I know, I don't recall in my childhood, people eating crab apples. But what would halacha be in such a case? What would you say the bracha be? I disagree with you. Ha'etz! It would be ha'etz! It would be ha'etz! The honey would make it edible, but it gets eggs. So Rabosai, Bechura, there's a massive stira in the Psak of Shulchan Aruch. And this is how you're supposed to learn halacha. You go through the sugya, you read the Gemara Rishonim. The problem is, of course, that 90% of the time, the machlokas in Shulchan Aruch is only 10% of the machlokas of the Tosis. In other words, most of the machlokas are not halacha l'maisa. But every once in a while they become halacha l'maisa. So this is one of the 10% that become halacha l'maisa. So you see, after you learn up the sugya, you see two different deos in Shulchan Aruch. You see two distinct deos. But the two distinct deos seem to be dancing at two different weddings. The opening deo in the Shulchan Aruch is the deo of Tosfos. The second deo is the deo of the Rajba. Because according to Tosfos, just like the bracha on a crab apple would be our eggs, so too on the pits that weren't edible that you make edible, what bracha is it going to get? Ha'etz! Like Tosis himself had said. Take a look at the Baragola. The Baragola by the opening part of the sieve, O Zion, says that's the psak of Tosos. And Osches, which goes on the Seifa, says Miskin al Yedeya. What's the halacha? Shehakol. He says Rashba. It's coming according to the Rashba. Says the Gra. He thinks Maran Abes Yosef bash the psak. He says he's dancing at two weddings. Let's take a look at the Gra. Says the Gra v'im hei marim harash shon. The first psak is like the rush. Abul Rajba cholek al Tosfos, but the Rajba disagrees with Tosfos because of Adarab lo chashivi pri min deutzrak l'rabos mes hatofel kmo klipin. When you need es hatofel, it tells you that it's chayiv just like klipin. Because of agarinim marim lo mevarek klal. Says the Ber Agra, the seifa of the halacha is a lift from the Rajba. Who could point out to me where did he lift it from the Rajba? Where did the Beis Yosef, where did Moran HaMechaber get it from the Rajba? Which line is it in the Rajba? Point out to me, look back in the Rajba. Where did he get it from the Rajba? Chapter and verse. Where does he get it from? It's Mestaber that's the Rajba, but it's black on white in the Rajba. Not only the Mestaber in the Rajba, the line is Mefurish in the Rajba. Where is it, Aaron?
I'm an open one from
here.
So read it, Benji, or Aaron, wherever. Beautiful, it's black and white. The Rajba was the one who said that it's going to get a shahakol. The Rajba does not hold that pits are like a crab apple that's sweetened up. He holds that pits are never chayiv in the first place. But according to Tosfos, that says that it is chayiv in the first place, in such a case where you sweeten it up, so then it should be chayiv as a bor priya egg. So says the Be'er Agra, Avol Rajba cholek al Tosfos because of Adarabba lo chashivi pri medotzer kurabas meset al pirla because of, and he the Rajba wrote, in other words, the Gra is not just saying a svara, he's put down the words of the Rajba because of agarin and marim lo mevarek klal v'lava daiti didu natlu v'miskan. That's the last line in the Rajba. By the way, the Gra, one of the reasons the Gra is difficult to read is he often gives you two words and then he says v'chule. And usually the most important words are the end of the v'chule. So this is the classic case where he as Aaron pointed out, it was the e miskan al yedea ur, the Gra just said v'chule. That was the most important line that the Gra didn't even bother to spell out. The Gra, for whatever reason, wanted to write very briefly, in a brief manner. The e miskan, k'mosh kasem b'shulchan aruch, v'tzarechiyun, asks the Gra, the herkiv, that's a Tosfos v'Rajba. The Mechaber is combining both the Tosfos and the Rajba. Va'ayin Magen Avram. And take a look at the Magen Avram in this question, which we're going to do in a moment. Therefore, the Gra disagrees with the whole psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gra, v'ha'ikr nira kedas ha'Rajba. He says, I think that we pass in like the Rajba. D'chein stam masnis in the perik yudalas trumas u'bipurim u'bu'uksim d'gar'inan einam pri b'chlal. Pits are not at all a pri. Va'od raya da'muter b'ravai. And also, when it comes to the pits are muter b'ravai. They're not subject to the yisur of ravai. Va'akarchat ha'da asur ba'arla. This is the asur ba'arla. Mikach ribui d'kroya es. It comes from the Xeris HaKosuf as es hatofel l'pirio. So Rabosai, where did the Gra disagree with the Shulchan Aruch? Point in the Shulchan Aruch where he disagrees. Where does the Gra disagree in Shulchan Aruch with the... Where does he disagree with the Shulchan Aruch? Which part? Which part is Siv Gimel Jack? Exactly. According to the Gra, the halacha is Garine Peros Get A Shahako. Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold this way. Shulchan Aruch holds that the Garinim get a Eitz, but if it's Miskin Al Yedei Ur, then it gets a Shahak. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, it's one thing if you reject the whole Shulchan Aruch, and you say Shulchan Aruch is wrong, you pass like the Rajba. That's what the Gra did. However, if you're going to work with the Shulchan Aruch, and you're going to try to be Miyashi the Shulchan Aruch, the Chura the Shulchan Aruch is very difficult. Says the Magen Avraham in Os Sifchot and Zayin, Sarech Yun. The Rajba Lushitasa Azil, the Sphere Lake, the Garina La Pirininu. The Seifa is going according to the Rajba, it says the Garina La Pri. Avo Leha Rush. And Rabotai, we saw this Rush. The Kaimalon Kava say that we paskin like him. The Magen Avraham is assuming that this works in consonance, the Shita of Tosus works in consonance with the Rush. Im kein hu adin ki shemiskin al yidei avur mevarak bar priya eitz. Uke moshe kosev sivei gabe shkeidim. The Rush paskin, that if you have almonds that was not edible, and you are miskin al yidei avur, what's the halacha? It gets our eitz. We even started shir today, incidentally, coincidentally, with that Rush, and it's in Shulchan Aruch. Let's turn now to Sivei, and this is what Ben was making reference to before. In Sivei and Shulchan Aruch, we have a very similar case, and that's the case of almonds. Almonds that are bitter, that you make edible, the Furish in Sivei gets ice, just like the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rush. So it asks the Magen Avraham, so we don't go with the Rajba. But we don't go with the Rajba. That's what we see in the Reisha. So then how could the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch in the Seifa, when it comes to Miskan Al Yidei Ar, say that you get a Shahakol? So it seems that on the one hand in our Sugya, now here I'll start from the perspective of the Gemara. Our Sugya has a dramatic tension to it. The Sugya is struggling which parts of the fruit are Chayim and Arla, which part of the fruits are not Chayim and Arla. Which parts of the fruit get a particular bracha, which part of the fruits do not get a particular bracha. Get our eights, don't get our eights. And yet, on the one hand, we say that garinin are chayiv and arla. Tosis goes so far as to say, for that reason, when it comes to garinin, the halacha is going to be, you'll get our eights as well. The Rajba says no, the Tzeres HaKos only applies to arla. The same tension that we have between Tosus and the Rajba, we have in Psak Halacha. Tosus, who assumed that the Gar'inin, as Adi explained, that the Pshat in the Gar'inin is that it's included as part of the fruit. So then, according to Tosus, the Halacha should be what? According to Tosus, the Halacha should be Eitz. And therefore, even if it was Miskin Al Yedei Ur, it should still get Eitz. The Gra says no! Even though the Mechaber contradicted himself, the Mechaber is wrong in the Reisha, because really the Rajba is right. Garinin is never considered part of the fruit. And therefore the halacha is that garinin peros that are misukim, you make a bar priya eitz. According to the Gra, garinim you make a shehako. However, the Magen Avraham goes with the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch somehow makes a split. On the one hand, the Paskins like Tosus in the opening line that gets a bar priya eitz. Yet in the Seifa, it seems to be Paskining like the Rajba. The Magen Avraham asks the question in the following way. He asks it that the Shulchan Aruch himself in Siv Hei already taught us, like the Rosh and the Bali Tosvos, that if it's Miskin Al Yidei Ur, you're going to get a bar priya eitz. So how in the Shulchan Aruch, in one case, do you say that it gets Eitz and Sif Hei when it comes to Shkedim? Yet in Sif Gimel, when it comes to the Garinim, it's going to get a Shahakol. Why? So the Magen Avraham asks the same question as the Gra, but not as a sphere of who's he passing like between Tosus and the Rajba. He asks a sphere within Shulchan Aruch. But the reason why the Shulchan Aruch was so serious, it seemed like in the Seifa, the Shulchan Aruch was going with the Rajba, who says that Garinim don't get a Bari Priya Eitz. Obviously, the Magen Avraham can't accept that, that we're going with the Rajba. Yet at the same time, he contradicts himself within the Shulchan Aruch. So we have two problems. Number one, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch, he's going in a Seifa like the Rajba, and in the Reisha like the Tosfos. That's problem number one. Problem number two is he seems to be contradicting himself between Sif Gimel and Sif He. Now, if you think about it, the two questions will answer each other. If we come up with a good answer for one, Mavin Yavin, then you'll come up with a good answer for the other as well. So, Magen Avraham comes up with a good one. says the Magen Avraham, the Tzarech Lomar. Dike Shehein Marim Lav Prinyanu. When they're bitter, we don't consider the garinim part of the fruit. Masha'en came b'shkeidim. In contrast to when it comes to almonds. Rabosai, what do you think the Magen Avraham is saying? What's the Magen Avraham's teretz? Yes, Asher?
We're talking about two different, that when it comes to Takanayda, or when it comes to Gerunim, we're talking about only bitter ones. And then, they were sure they were going to taste, because it would be so, it's just not going to be considered part of the future cloud. But when you come to Sweden, then you become a new entity.
I say that. When you come to Sweden,
through whatever it is, they become like a new, come out a new entity of whatever. It's not considered part of the freedom of the Shahakos, so it's a great taste. But when you come to Sweden, they are always considered part of the freedom because they're not bitter. They're, I guess.
No, the Shkedim are bitter. Just the Metzius, the Shkedim were bitter. So then what's the difference between the Shkedim are bitter and the Garinim are bitter?
You have nothing else part of the fruit. It's not like if you have, over here you have seed and the fruit. So you can say the fruit is Eichel, they're not even considered part of the fruit. But the Shkedim, that's like the only thing you have. So you can't even say they're like, coupled to anything else. So with them, when you come to screen them up, they would come and be kind of like the fruit that they want, that they could be, I guess, the most potential to be. The best fruit they could be.
Usher did very well. Usher did very well. I think that's essentially what the Magen Avraham is saying. What the Magen Avraham is saying is something very subtle. And how do you say, how your Masbir actually might make nafka minas la'alacha? When you're dealing, let's borrow Mamish the Yisod that we built on the tour from the previous sugya. It really actually fits like a glove. The Torah said that when it comes to Bar Priya Eitz, it needs to be the Iker Pri. Correct? It needs to be the Iker Pri. Does it need to be a mature Iker Pri? No. If you have an Iker Pri, which is then turned into something that's edible, then like the Rosh said, it's going to get a Bar Priya Eitz. And Tosis will agree with it. However, when we're talking about the pits, is the pits the Iker Pri? So that depends. Depends on what state it's in. That's what the Magen Avraham seems to be saying. If the pit is in a state that it's bitter, so then in such a case, then you can't give it a bar of Priya Hicks. It didn't come to be part of the Iker Pri. In other words, a pit evolves into its status as an Iker Pri. When it becomes sweet, then it becomes Iker Pri. Tosfos is right. But Tosfos is only talking about when the garin itself becomes edible. In contrast to when the garin is not edible, so then it hasn't come yet, it hasn't matured into a Pri. A Iker Pri is a Pri whether it's mature or whether it's not. A garin, says the Magen Avraham, according to Shulchan Aruch, only becomes a Pri when it's matured into a Pri. The Gra and the Rajba say ridiculous. A pit is never a Pri. And therefore it's always a Shahakon. However, the Mechaber has this middle ground, and maybe Tosfos holds this way as well. And therefore there's no stira in the Psak. When does Tosfos hold that the Halach is that Garin is considered a Pri and it gets Aetz, then that is when it's matured into an Iker Pri. But if it hasn't matured into an Iker Pri, it's a tafel to the Pri. V'hamevi yovin, I'd like someone to work on this. What would Tosfos and the Magen Avraham say, the Magen Avraham according to Tosfos, if you will, what would they say in regards to Arla when the Pri is sour? I think it's a fascinating question.
It's still under the drasha.
Okay, you can understand it two different ways. I'm not sure. If anybody could prove it, that would be fantastic. But when it matures, so then in such a case it matures into the Pri itself, and then it becomes a full-fledged Pri. The Rajba holds, that's Xeris HaKosa, that's Mechayim and Arlo, but it never becomes the Pri itself. Rabbi Osai, I want to leave off with one more question. The Gra has a bomb kasha on Tosfos, but we never miyashe. I throw out for you as well to work on. What was the Gra's bomb kasha on Tosfos? The Gruz, it's against the Mishnah. What Mishnah is it against? That the halacha is that it's potter from Garinim or potter from Arla. What? I'm sorry. Yeah. He says, Trumas, Bikurim, Upsim, Garin are not a pri. I'm sorry. I don't mean Arla, I mean Revai, the fourth year. That when it comes to Garinim are potter from Revai. And we saw that when it comes to Upsim, it's not considered a pri. And therefore, the fact that it's also Ba'arla must only be Exeris HaKosov. That's the Gruz Taina. That's the Gruz rejection of Tosos. It can't be considered Mamish the Pri itself. Because if it would be considered Pri itself, so in such a case it should be Chayiv in Revai. In such a case, then the Garinin should be also Machshir Lekab, it should be Dabra Mekabal Tuma. Should be Ochel that's able to be Mekabal Tuma. Why is it that we saw, and look back into the Gemara, this is the Gruz Raya. When it comes to Uktzin, we learned when it comes to Uktzin, we said what? That the halacha is that the Garinim are not Chayiv. So therefore, he says, in such a case, how could it be that Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch say that it's going to be Chayiv? We need to work on this to save Tosfos from that. From those kashas. So two things I leave off is number one, a suffix. What would Tosfos say in regards to a pit that's not miskun? Would it be chayiv in Arla? That's number one. And number two is how do we save Tosfos from the gruz kasha? But all of this really starts with how you read the Gemara es hatofel with period. Okay, Rabbi said, let's just before we conclude from Mincha, let's go to the Mishnah Brura that we're up to. In Simon Reish Beis, Siv Tezvav, the Mechaber writes the following. Ala Sukkar, we've done this before in the Sugis, but now let's do it. Ala Sukkar Mevarech Shehakol. On Shukkar, you get Shehakol. Lechena Moses Panim Mesukos Shehakol. As well as someone who chews from sugarcane, the halacha is that it gets a Shehakol. Rabosai, a sugar cane gets a shahakal. What would the halacha be that today in Israel? You know how sugar is made today in Israel? You know how you make sugar in Israel? How do you make sugar in Israel? So it's made from sugar beets, the guys told me. So what's the halacha? When something comes from sugar beets, what's the halacha? What bracha do you make on it? So the Be'er halacha says that you make a shahakal. He says, why? Why is halacha that you make a shahakal? He says, because we consider everything that comes out of the beet, we consider it mei peros. We consider it mei peros. And since we consider it mei peros, so the halacha is that it's not considered chayiv. It only gets a shakal, it doesn't get a borei pri adama. However, did anybody pass me a Rambam? A Rambam, Maimonides. The Rambam on this halacha, we pointed out in Shir, in Perek Ches. This, by the way, is going to be the halacha l'maisa. But I just want to point out a point that we made before, that Aaron had made, and I want to add to you something very important that Rav Nevin Sal had said. The Rambam concludes that the reason you make a shahakal on sugar cane is the following. He says, "Elu akonim shenishtana al yedeya ur." Find the right line. V'chein amru v'ani omer she'ein ze pri. He says the sugar cane is not considered a fruit. V'ein mevarchin alav ela shahakol. By the way, by Mavin Yavin, this is cholik on the tour, right? Says it's not a fruit. Shelo yedvash. Eilu akonim sheishtanu al yedei ha'or, godu medvash tomorrow, shelo nishtanu al yedei ha'or, umevarchim alav shahako. The Mishnah Brura understands, the Be'er Halacha understands, that what the Rambam is saying is that we don't consider anything that comes out of the sugar cane the primary fruit. It's not a fruit. However, Rabosai, what happens when it comes to a sugar beet? Is a sugar beet a fruit? A beet is, well, it's a vegetable. So maybe in such a case, one should make a shahakal on it. And if you read the Rambam carefully, it sounds like the reason it doesn't get a shahakal, if you read the Rambam carefully, it seems the reason why it won't get a shahakal is because it's considered meperos. The primary purpose of a fruit is not for its juice. The primary purpose of the fruit is for the fruit itself. Comes along Aaron, and Aaron then raises the following question. What would it be with sugar beets today that the primary purpose is for the sugar? Maybe in such a case, then it does get a Baruch Pri Adama. In such a case, it should get a Baruch Pri Adama. And if you read the Be'er Halacha doesn't seem to be taking this issue into account, as we discussed in the past. So Nevin Zal told me something very fascinating. It's a chidush of Halacha. He said it doesn't matter what the fruit has been planted for. Whether it's a fruit or it's a vegetable, if it's mei peros, if it's only the byproduct of the fruit, by definition it's going to get a shahakol. And therefore, the reason why sugar doesn't get a shahakol according to Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is because it's a byproduct. It's what's called mei peros. And therefore, Nevinsal said, even if fruits would be planted for its juice, we would still say it's mei peros, and therefore the bracha will still be a shahakol. So even on halacha l'maisa, even sugar beets that are planted for sugar, which one could argue that in such a case it's not the in she'adayta dehachi, and therefore it would not be considered mei peros. Nevinsal claimed that in all cases, any byproduct of a fruit is by definition going to be considered a shahakol, and therefore all sugar will get a shahakol, no matter what it's planted. And even though today in Israel, most of it actually comes from the fruit itself, and it's not the in she'adayta dehachi.